SBS Radio.
As soon as the coronavirus pandemic hit and everybody realised that it was going to be, you know, a major impact, we figured out very, very quickly that the arts, particularly music, was going to just be shut down for some time. We know that most musicians don't have much income outside of their performance, or maybe some cash or casual work. So we predicted that there was going to be lots of people who had suddenly lost income and opportunities. And that's something that happened to us as well. We were able to absorb it and to move with the times and create other things to do. But yeah, there's a lot of people who just lost all of their schedule and their bookings. The idea was to put a call out to the public to see if we could raise some money to then put together a system where artists would apply for small grants of up to $1,500 to continue their practice while everything's shut down.
Yeah, and because most people don't realize artists had, there were still a lot of bookings, and it's also weather dependent most of the time, because when winter kicks in, there's a little bit less activity and artists get hit badly because there are no more outdoor activities where they would have gigs where they perform or even performing. Yeah, so it really hit at a very, very bad time for artists.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah, being a musician or being any kind of artist really can be a very fragile career. You know, like you said, you know, weather can be one thing that wrecks it, but there's also just, it's an industry that's, you know, it's a very, very mainstream, very white kind of system. And so being an Indigenous artist, it's really difficult to make steady income and also get constant acceptance and respect as an artist.
What other organisations have you got supporting this initiative?
So Briggs and Tim Minchin released a song about 6 weeks ago, I think. And,
That's a beautiful one. House Fire. I play it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. And so all the profits from the streams and sales of that song have been donated to us, to the fundraiser. And then we've been able to run a series of online events, calling for donations as well.
Yeah.
But we haven't really got any major partners in the fundraiser itself. But we have partnered with Nacho. We're giving them 20% or 25% of our total funds raised, going straight to Nacho to be distributed to community health areas in need.
Yeah.
The entire objective was not to just make it about the arts, but also to make sure that we make it a health issue, because it's a public health crisis, and we know that, you know, most of our artists use the Aboriginal health services as well.
So
there's a distinct need there, and we don't get the sense that the quick cash responses have been very accessible. There's broad supports being provided by government, but the quick cash response kind of stuff can quite often be the difference between comfortable survival and, you know, just scraping by, and that's a huge risk on health and well-being. So we wanted to make sure that we were sending a bunch of the money there, as well as trying to get money to artists. So we're sort of going from both ends of the spectrum.
What has been the response so far? Because you had a target. What was the target, and how has it gone so far?
Our target was set at $50,000.
Yeah.
And it was ambitious, but we wanted to sort of set it nice and high.
Yeah.
Assuming that, well, we knew what we could do with $50,000, and we knew how much that would mean was going to Nacho, and how much was going into the grant scheme, and how much direct support we could provide to artists and performance. But I think last I checked, we were just under $40,000.
Wow.
And we're probably going to close donations for this specific fundraiser in maybe another week or two.
Yeah.
Just because it slowed right down, and we just... We can close it off, and we'll probably be looking at opening another stream for donations, so that people can, if they want to donate. We just haven't got the framework for distribution yet, so we wouldn't open that until we knew exactly what we would do with those funds.
When we look at what's happening now, First Nations artists have been really doing a lot of effort. When you spoke about Dreaming Now in Melbourne, I know he's running events every Friday night just to raise awareness and keep people talking about the music and all that. Any other events that you'd like to talk about that are happening around First Nations artists?
Yeah, so there's the Delivered Live program is doing a good job of programming First Nations performers. Will be delivering an online performance as part of the Leaps and Bounds Festival for Yarra City.
Yeah.
There's lots of other stuff happening. We've got a small series called Your Well You, which focuses on emerging women artists. The best way to find the specific details is by checking out our Instagram or Facebook, and it's just at Barpadilla for both. You can find them. A lot of the artists that we work with have music on Spotify, and so I would recommend going to our Instagram page and looking at the kind of artists that we profile and showcase there. There's lots of, we have a huge focus on supporting young women in particular, young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women are probably the most marginalized people in the industry, so we're really trying to open doors and help as much as possible there.
Anything you'd like to talk about that we may not have covered in this short conversation?
The fundraiser is probably core business for us right now, but also building our studios in Collingwood and things like that. So I guess if people want to subscribe to follow us on social media and look for updates, there's going to be lots and lots of events and opportunities, including performance and financial opportunities for emerging artists. So it's really worth just sort of coming along for the journey. Instagram is the best way to do it.
And staying connected.
Just send us a message for any help. We're a national organisation. We're based in Melbourne, but people from all over feel free to get in touch, and we're always happy to lend a hand organising and coordinating and possibly even giving people access to some resources and equipment and introducing to suppliers and promoters and things like that. So yeah, we can help with pathways for sure.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.